Okay, so this is Heather Manzano, and I am on the line tonight to share my journey. What had kind of happened was I wrote a post on the John Maxwell Team Facebook page a few weeks back, and it led to a few of you guys reaching out to me and asking to know a little bit more about my story. So I had an idea from that to do this call so that I could share with you a bit of my journey in hopes that it will first add value to you, and second, just inspire you to see what's possible through the power of mentorship and taking action. Now, what I can promise you is that I'm absolutely no different from anyone else on this amazing team, other than maybe in the steps that I've been willing to take to gain greater awareness and growth. And all of those steps are available to each of you as well. So my goal tonight on this call is to model for you what's possible, because, my friends, if I can do it, you absolutely can do it too. So what I thought I would start off by doing is kind of reading to you the post that inspired it all. And here's what it said. It said, in the year 2014, I worked in a dead-end corporate job. In the year 2018, I owned my own thriving business. In 2014, I woke up to the same routine every day. In 2018, I travel with my family and work and play in new and exciting experiences all of the time, thanks to point number one. In 2014, I believe that life happens to me. In 2018, I know that I happen to life. In 2014, I was afraid to dream. In 2018, I'm living my dream. So what changed? In 2014, I had no idea who Paul Martinelli, Roddy Galbraith, Christian Simpson, Mark Cole, or Chris Robinson were. In 2018, Paul Martinelli, Roddy Galbraith, Christian Simpson, Mark Cole, and Chris Robinson all know who I am. Because I joined mentorship. I leaned in, continuously engaged them as voices in my life, listened to what they said, and took action on their advice. Now, I'm not any more special than anyone else on the team, and I know that if I can do it, anyone can do it. With whom you surround yourself matters. Who you listen to matters. You have these same incredible resources in this world-class faculty right at your disposal, the best of the best. This is one decision that I would never change and wholeheartedly recommend to everyone. Don't wait. Mentorship is a game-changing, life-altering experience. The only thing keeping you from it is you. You are worth it. So I kind of wanted to just frame this call with that post, because that post just seemed to resonate with many of you and many of the other members on the team. And so, like I said, that caused people to kind of reach out and say, "Sure, can we share a little bit more?" And so what I'm going to do is just kind of take you through a summary of my journey and what it looked like. And for me, I worked in the corporate world for about 24 years, and I really did know my job. I was comfortable, and I'm going to say, quote, happy. In 2014, I was introduced to the wonderful pool of resources and group of people that you and I know as the John Maxwell team. And in the beginning, I joined the team with the intent of using their resources in my comfortable and happy corporate job. Now, about a year in, I became aware of a longing and a desire to be, do, and have more. What I was learning through the resources available to me on the team was so impactful in my life that I began to desire to take what I was learning to more people than just my circle of influence within my corporate job. So it was at that time that I first became aware of my desire to transition out of my job and into my own business. Now, at that point in time, I had to face my belief. Did I actually believe that I could make this transition doing what I love and replacing my income doing it? That was a pretty big stretch for me at the time. I wrestled with this for about a year, in and out of belief, dealing with my self-belief, or I should say lack of self-belief, and what I knew to be my abilities and my inabilities. Now, it was about, I would say it's about that this time that John Maxwell's book, Intentional Living, came out. And I was taking a group at my corporate workplace through the 7-day experiment that came with the book, which in essence, for anyone who doesn't know, it's kind of 7 days of doing things for others, getting out of yourself and being intentional about it. And it was during that time that I began noticing a very specific stirring inside me, kind of this baby desire to really make a difference in the world, to start living outside of myself. But for me, as I looked at the world outside of me, it kind of seemed to be falling apart. Now, I don't mean my world was falling apart. I mean the world in general. And at the time, I was very caught up in watching the news and, you know, all the things that the news reports were saying. And this was the first time that I really kind of felt the personal weight of that. And I remember two specific thoughts I had at that time. One was, I really do want to do something to make this world a better place for my children. And the other was just this feeling of kind of overwhelm at what I, as just one person, could do. Now, I carried that contemplation and energy with me into the IMC training event that I re-audited that August, and that was August of 2015. And it was there, at that event, that I think I can say my dream was really birthed in me. I do remember the exact moment, actually, and location that I was sitting in the room. John was on stage talking about living intentionally and about the purpose and culture of the John Maxwell team. And he paused. And honestly, guys, I think he looked right at me and said, "Now, I know it may seem that one person can't make a difference in this world, but one person can. And even so, we are more than one person. We are a team, and we are a family, and together we can make a big difference in this world." Now, it's not like I hadn't heard those types of words before, but now they were more than just kind of platitudes. They spoke right to my heart. So I really listened, and there was something inside of me that was birthed, and I said yes to it at that very moment. Now, I had my answer. I was going to make a difference in the world by starting my own business and teaching the principles of leadership, communication, and personal growth to as many people as I could. Now, making the decision was just the first step in the direction of my dream. See, I had at least enough knowledge of myself to know that I would need some help. I needed a mentor to come and stand alongside me and teach me the principles I needed to know to succeed. Now, interestingly enough, I also knew that I needed something else before those principles. I needed borrowed belief. See, I had enough of an awareness and desire to push me to that next step, and I could feel my self-belief starting to grow, but it wasn't yet strong enough to stand on its own. It was still kind of this baby belief, so I needed to strengthen and nurture it with someone else's. Now, for me, I'm blessed beyond words, and I do have a husband who's always believed in me more than I believe in myself. But I like to kind of call it the parent compliment, when you tell your children they're beautiful or that you love them, and then they sometimes give you this look like, "Of course you do. I'm your kid. You have to tell me that," right? So I needed, for me, someone outside of my family that would believe in me unconditionally, not put up with my self-doubts, and challenge every single one of my limiting beliefs at every turn. So I connected with a mentor, my own personal limiting belief assassin. See, what I found for me is that when you don't have the belief yourself, if you find the right person, you can borrow theirs and run on theirs until yours grows. And if you stay around them long enough, and if you listen to their voice long enough, it becomes the fertile soil for our own belief to grow. And it will grow. That is what my mentor did for me. He took me on a process to grow the belief I needed to jump and grow my wings. So there I was. I had this awareness and this desire and this newfound strengthened belief, but I still needed to understand the principles of success. So again, my mentor was able to teach me from his higher level of awareness. I learned how to understand how I think and how to challenge and change thinking that did not serve me, how to apply right principles on a consistent basis over time in order to have a learning model of achievement. And now today, like every other day, I woke up living my dream. This is what placing yourself in an experiment with your life can do. This is what working with a mentor can do. And this is what transformation is. Now, when I look back on my journey, if I were to tweezer out some of the most important aspects of that journey, mentorship is absolutely the foundational thread that pulls it all together. Like I shared with you, I needed borrowed belief. And that belief came to me in the form of my mentors on the John Maxwell team. And for me, in particular, that voice was Paul Martinelli. His story and his voice resonated with me. He was able to see my potential and reframe every limiting thought that was holding me back up to that point. When it came to understanding the principles of success, I needed every single one of the mentors on the team to share with me and teach me on that journey. I had found people who had the results and success in their lives that I wanted in mine. So seeking them out, preparing for my time with them, engaging them, and listening to their advice was key for me. I've actually heard it said that you shouldn't take advice from anyone in any area of your life that you're not willing to trade places with them in. And honestly, guys, looking at each of the mentors on the JMT, I'd absolutely have been thrilled to trade places with any of them in the lanes in which they were mentoring. Another thing that was so powerful in my journey was not just seeking them out, engaging them, and listening to their advice. It was actually trusting them and then taking action on what they said. This was absolutely key. I didn't make excuses saying that I didn't like what they told me to do or that it sounded like too much work or that it was too hard or would take too much time or would cost too much. I just trusted them and I did it. Whatever my mentor said that I needed to do, I did it. I honestly think that one of the things that trips people up in any type of a mentoring relationship is that they pay for a mentorship program or they pay someone to mentor them personally and then they simply don't do what they're told for the reasons I just mentioned or for whatever reason, and then they wonder why they don't succeed. So I thought I would give you a specific example here of something that that my mentor told me to do. It was out of my comfort zone, and I did it and experienced tremendous results from it. So for me, not long ago, I had the opportunity to work with a large international company. I connected with the HR director and did the leadership game with them. And then I was kind of looking at the next steps. Now, the company was in New York, where I lived at the time. However, I was spending 2 months in Florida and was concerned at the amount of time that was going to kind of pass between playing the game with them and reconnecting. So I decided to ask Paul. And for anyone who knows him at all, you know what an amazing thinking partner he is and how intuitive he really is. Well, he hesitated for a moment, and then he asked me if I trusted him, which kind of scares me, and then told me what I needed to do was to speak to the HR director and offer to fly her down to Florida for a day of feedback and visioning based on what we had discovered in the game. Now, I cannot tell you how far out of my comfort zone that was. After all, I didn't really know this lady incredibly well, and to my thinking, she might think I'm crazy, I could lose the whole deal. I had all sorts of thoughts going on in my head. But I knew that Paul knew better than me, and that he absolutely had the results in his life that I wanted in mine. I knew that. I trusted him, so I picked up the phone and I called her. Now, as I picked up the phone, I got to be honest, I was praying she wouldn't answer, but she did, and usually she didn't, so for that, it was interesting that she did that day. And to my absolute surprise, she agreed to fly to Florida and spend the day with me. Now, Paul mentored me through that whole process, from how to structure the day that we spent together, to how to build that pivotal relationship, to how to serve my client in ways that I never knew that I could. This company became my client, and the HR director and I have since become pretty good friends. And not only has she helped me to navigate working with the company, she's given me great advice on how to connect with people there. She's also introduced me to other people in leadership in her field, which have the potential of opening some other pretty amazing doors for me. And I could give you numerous examples like this because my mentors on the JMT have helped me to navigate every single step of my journey. All of this because I joined mentorship, listened to my mentors, and took action on what they told me to do, even when it didn't make sense, even when it was out of my comfort zone. So that kind of summarizes, a bit of my journey and a bit of what mentorship has done for me. Now, I had asked for anyone who had questions specifically for the call tonight to go ahead and send them in. So I'm going to address those questions now, and then I'm going to open up the line for you guys to be able to ask me anything that maybe my story has, sparked some questions or piqued your interest. And I'm going to let you ask those of me. But I'm going to start with the ones that were sent to me first. So Carla had asked me, how long was it before I joined mentorship? So I joined the JMT in the spring of 2014. And August of 2014 was my certification. I actually joined mentorship at that event. Now, I'm going to be honest. Unfortunately for me, I didn't start to use the resources until after I had gone back to my first re-audit event. Because it was at that time, as I kind of shared in my story, that my dream was really birthed. So I came home with a kind of a reinvigorated energy after that and a resolute determination to use all these amazing resources that were available to me. And what I had decided to do was to get on one call with each mentor to see whose voice really resonated with me. And as I mentioned earlier, for me, that was Paul, because my mindset and belief were the first things that I knew had to change for me to be able to make the transition into my own business. So I listened to his calls consistently after that, and then I would jump on the other calls as I needed their expertise from the other mentors. So Carla also asked, what exactly did I do to host a mastermind group for the first time? So for me, I hosted my first mastermind for the company that I worked for when I joined the John Maxwell team. As I mentioned before, my goal in the beginning was to use the resources of my corporate job. So that is the one that I did the very first time. So a suggestion on this for you, Carla, would be to engage Chris Robinson and Paul Martinelli through the mentorship program on that. They would be incredible resources for you to help you each step of the way, because Chris, you know, he's a product of the product. He joined the team, was very successful, and then became a mentor. So Chris also has a great call in the mentorship archives called it's on a 20-day challenge, and that's an amazing jumpstart for this. And I know that it's helped many team members, including some that are actually personal friends of mine. So that might be something good for you to do. So Carla also asked, how long was it until you started your own company and generated income? So for me, I made the decision to transition into my own business in August of 2015. So it was at the re-audit event in August of 2015. But I would say I didn't seriously put a plan of action in place until January of 2017, so the beginning of last year. I transitioned into my own business then in August of 2017, and now I've completely replaced my income. So keep in mind, I worked closely with my mentors to help me through that transition using their expertise and guidance. And the thing is, there are personal factors for all of us as we take this journey, right? None of them look exactly the same. So that's why I think it's important to engage with the mentors so that they know your journey, where you're at, and can help you step by step to make that transition if that's something that you're wanting to do. She also asked me, how did you market yourself? For me, I marketed myself through a lot of networking, the Chamber, BNI, and businesses that I already knew, and then a lot of one-on-one meetings from those and relationship building. I found, for me anyway, that people have to really see me and connect with me. And I want to see them and connect with them too, right, to know that I'm working with somebody who's a good fit. So that's been probably the most successful, most pivotal thing for me in getting businesses, getting out there, networking, talking to people. For me, it's getting out of my comfort zone and going up to people and engaging them, and then just meeting with them one-on-one. And then from there, usually they have engaged me to work with them. And Michelle sent me a question saying, how do you memorize the information you present? So transitioning a little bit kind of to, sounds like speaking. So a couple quick things. If possible, I create a PowerPoint to share, and I use that as a reference. That's secondary, though, to practice, practice, practice. Preparation is absolutely the best thing that you can do. Which the next question you said is, what is the best process so that you don't forget as soon as you're before the group? I think that part of that, you know, is preparation and part's confidence. And I promise preparation creates confidence. So for you, Michelle, I would say in the mentorship program, Roddy Goldbraith would be your mentor for that. He's absolutely incredible. I've worked with Roddy on speaking that I have done, and actually working with him right now on creating a keynote speech for my business so that I can have something that I can use anytime I go in, that a company asks to engage me, I can have the core of a keynote, and then I can use it either add some stories, you know, that pertain to sales or that pertain to communication or that pertain to leadership, depending on what specific topic they're wanting. So those were the questions that were sent to me. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to open up the Q&A, and you guys can hit *6 if you want to ask a question. And so you can hop in the queue if there's something that you want to chat about. don't hesitate to hop in. I hope this has served you, and that you guys have kind of gotten an idea of what my journey looks like. You can also email me if you have specific questions. I don't didn't have any more emailed questions. So hop in the queue, guys. *6 if you have a specific question. All right, here we go. This is area code 917. Who do we have? 917, who's this?
Hi, it's Nula.
Nula, hey, how are you?
Hi, Heather, how are you? Thanks awesome. So much for this time. And, you know, I know it's a Saturday evening. It's an unusual time to take a call. I really appreciate your time, so thank you for this.
You are very welcome. Thanks for being on the call.
So my question is, I'm in, how supportive, you know, going back to where you were working, I want to do what basically you did. My plan was always to bring it into my job, but eventually go out and do my own thing. I don't have a lot of support in my current position to hold masterminds and lunch and learns with my team. So it's something that I'm doing for me, and I'm struggling to implement it into my job. So where did you get a lot of support when you brought it in? Did your job send you to the John Maxwell team, or is that something that you had done on your own?
Yeah, great question. My job did send me to the John Maxwell team. Actually, the position that I held, I worked for a credit union at the time, and I was in senior management, and I was worked in what they call branch administration, right? So I was over the branch managers. Actually, I was over the development of the branch managers. And so my employer had come to me, actually, it was right after Christmas, and instead of a Christmas bonus for cash, they asked me if there was any furthering education that I wanted, because they wanted to gift that to me as kind of my bonus. And I had just heard, not long before that, I'd heard about the John Maxwell team, so I went back to them and said, I found what I want. I would love to, you know, for you to sponsor me into the John Maxwell team, and they said yes. So like I mentioned, it was for the intent of using it. I mean, they wanted me to do it for me, but they also knew that I would bring the resources back and I would use them in my job and in my position there. So that was kind of my first year on the John Maxwell team, was going through the courses. I started with, you know, Christian's coaching course, and I brought those skills into my position at the credit union. I did some of the mastermind groups there at the credit union. And then for me, like I said, it was the next year at the event that I kind of caught the vision. Now, my husband has owned his own business forever. I like to say he's the entrepreneur in our family, and I was the steady paycheck one, right? So I wasn't necessarily looking to go into my own business. And as I started getting more and more into the resources, he would say to me, "Why don't you go and do this for more, you know, for more companies? You could do this for so many companies." And I was just kind of holding him at arm's length for a while there, saying, "Yeah, I don't know about that." But as I shared in my story, going back to the IMC, the timing just kind of was right with where I was at that time, and I realized, you know what, I really do want to do this. So to be in integrity, I went back immediately, and you know, once I settled it inside that it was my dream and it wasn't I wasn't doing it for anyone else, it was really what I wanted to do, I went back and had the conversation with my employer and told them that was my intent, and that I would, you know, we would work together on a timeline to make that happen. And they were very supportive. They were very supportive of me. I was very, very blessed. You know, they told me, this is your strength, and we know that this is your strength, and we would never want to hold you back. And I know that not everybody gets that. Everybody has that, you know, when they go to their employer. I understand that. So, but my perspective and my journey is that they were very supportive of me, and so we worked together. It really was another year after that before I actually started the transition process. So I continued to use the resources in my job. And then what happened for me is I went part-time, and then I transitioned out.
Okay.
So for you, now, do they know that that's your intent, Nula, or are they?
Yeah, they know that that's where eventually I want to play, and, you know, just coaching, and I've started speaking at certain seminars that we do, you know, within our industry. So I've done a couple of that, which have been really good. But, you know, it's the support of growing the team and getting the time and the value being put on the coaching and not getting a lot of support because we're not seeing enough results, quick enough time. So it's something that, you know,
sure.
you need to, you know, from a culture that hasn't done coaching of employees
yep.
and, you know, roundtables and leadership games, you know, it's
right.
I'm just having a challenge with that. So I'm kind of thinking maybe I'm just planting seeds in a desert and maybe I just, you know, need to.
Are they open at all to leadership training or are they just, you know, I mean, I realize it hasn't been part of the culture,
not,
but are they open?
Yeah. Not as much as I thought they would be.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
No, I was just interested to hear your corporate background and what support you had received.
Yeah, I definitely did have support there. But, you know, it's scary whenever you go to an employer and tell them that that's your intent. You don't necessarily know what you're going to get. And,
right.
but, you know, for me, I needed to be, especially because they had sponsored me in. I would do it anyway. But especially
yeah.
with that, I knew I needed to be honest along the way. Now, are you in mentorship, Nuha?
I am. So, yes,
okay.
I have the full package, and that's where
okay.
my challenge is using it and working with the mentors. And it's really nice the way you
yeah.
say that you had, because I aligned with you when you said you were afraid to dream and now you're living your dream, because that's where I feel,
yeah.
you know, and life happening, that, you
yeah.
know, that life is happening not through you
yeah.
now, not to you. So there are things that really,
yeah.
really resonated with me when you posted it. And I'm like, okay,
yeah.
I got to
sure.
lean in
how
a bit more.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, how are you utilizing the mentorship program right now?
Mostly through the coach, just mostly coaching and working with in the coaching lane mostly. So not utilizing
sure.
it a lot, as much as,
yeah,
as there's power in it.
Yeah, you have an amazing resource at your disposal, and especially just hearing briefly where you're telling me, you know, where you're telling me you are, your mentors on the John Maxwell team will be able to help you through that. You know, my suggestion would be get on and ask Christian Simpson, you know, from the question about, you know, I'm working with a company, they don't understand the benefit of coaching, and, you know, they're not seeing results fast enough. Ask him what you should do. Get on Paul's calls and talk to him, you know, because I hear it when you say, you know, afraid to dream.
yeah.
That's a mindset. That's a belief issue. You know, get on his calls and let him talk you through that. You have these mentors on the John Maxwell team are experts in their field. And, you know, I look at it as in a board of directors, a group of paid consultants that you have at your disposal. I mean, you know, I was telling my husband the other night, I said, man, if I were to pay somebody, a professional in their field, for all the advice that I've gotten, for the professional direction that I've gotten from these mentors, I cannot begin to imagine what it would have cost. And we have them, you know, at our disposal. And that first year, I was where you're at. Like, I did not utilize it at all because I didn't realize what a gold mine I had. But when I started engaging with them, you know, and it can be scary. I remember the first time I got in the queue and it's like, oh, I don't want to sound stupid. And, you know, but you know what? You don't. That this is what they're here for. And I know that they just absolutely love to, you know, to help and add value. And so that's how I did it. I mean, really, people ask me, that's how I did it. I engaged them. I came prepared. I got on the, you know, I asked my questions. And then I just went and did whatever they told me to do.
Right.
Really, and you have that same you know, availability to you. So I would just highly encourage you to get on those calls, especially with what you just said. Paul and Christian, you know, are really going to be able to give you some great guidance there.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for being on the call, Nuha. I appreciate it. And hope to hear you on some of those calls on the mentorship
great.
Program.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, area code 561. Who do we have?
Hi, Heather. It's Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Hi. Listen, thank you so much for answering all my questions. It was quite
You're
a little
welcome.
Bit of a listen, as well as answering on Facebook whenever I have a question or a problem. You seem to get right to it immediately. So I do appreciate that. I'm a newbie in the program, and I'm sort of just trying to find my way here. And like I had mentioned, it's a little overwhelming, but absolutely valuable. And I think it's going to be the catalyst that gets me to where I need to be for sure.
Absolutely.
Just to be clear a little bit, I meant mentorship, and I haven't joined for that yet. But you say we have all the gentlemen that you've mentioned at our resources. Is there then at a time when one is assigned to you in particular, or is it just an open forum for all of them when you have questions or you need to, zero in on maybe one in particular for whatever path they're on, or how does that work exactly?
Sure, great question. Yeah, so the way it works is that each mentor on most weeks has two calls a week that are scheduled to go 2 hours, but in all honesty, most of the time they go over that.
okay.
And so, for example, and I don't know that, on any given week, usually Chris Robinson has two calls on Monday. Mark Cole has two calls on Tuesday. Chris has one in the early morning and the afternoon. Mark Cole has one in the morning and in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
I think Roddy's are on Fridays. He's got two calls on Fridays. Paul generally does a call on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesdays usually around noon and Thursdays somewhere around 6. And Christians, I think, are on Wednesdays. Now, they change, they try to keep them consistent. If there's something going on,
right,
they might change the time of their call that particular week, or there might be a peer teaching partner. There's a group of peer teaching partners that if they're gone or on vacation, they'll hop in and take their spot that week. So usually what they'll do is they'll do, a teaching at the beginning, and then they'll open it for Q&A, just like you heard tonight. Right, they'll do a little bit of a teaching, and then they'll open for Q&A just like this.
Okay.
Paul oftentimes will do a thinking partner call. So for Paul, he'll just open up right in the beginning. He'll share a few things, and then he'll open his call right up for Q&A so that he can be thinking partners with as many people as possible. And his calls often go 3 hours. Depending on whether he's got a hard stop, but he's always amazing about staying on with people and making sure everyone's been served. So. But it is set times, but there's 20 hours a week.
right.
And they are all recorded and they're archived. So if you can't get on the call itself, you can, go in back and listen to the recording of any of the teaching. Oftentimes for Paul's, even if it's a thinking partner call, I'll go back and listen to the recording just because somebody else often has asked a question that I either had or should have had,
right?
So,
right.
Wow, that's a great question. I never thought about that. And then I can't tell you how many times that I've been working with clients, and they've asked something that I heard asked on a thinking partner call, and I am able to go, pull that out and have an answer for them. So it served me in so many different ways. So I would just come to the, and if you have something you definitely need, just, and you want to talk to them live, you just get on the call and hit *6 right away, get in the queue. And, so not only do you get to ask your call, it gets to serve other people as well, and vice versa. Their questions get to serve you too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's a series of calls when you're in mentorship designed just for that you're privy to. Okay. All right.
Yep.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's amazing. And like I said, it's your board of advisors, right? It's your professional, it's your presidential cabinet, whatever you want to call it. But it's people that have the results in their life that you're looking for in yours that are there to help you succeed and to share not just their successes, to share, their learns as well. Like, that didn't work for me, don't do that. Or didn't work, in general, and here's why. And it can save you. One of the quotes I love about mentorship is, mentorship, someone whose hindsight can become your foresight.
that is a good one.
Yeah, right. So, I found that to be true. So, I mean, for what we pay in the John Maxwell team for mentorship, and there's just, it's crazy. Not, I mean, you would, like I said, if I added up what I would have been charged for other professionals for that. It wouldn't even come
close.
So.
Oh, well, that's good to know. It's all good stuff. Thanks, Heather, for all that.
You're very welcome. Thank you for being on the call. I hope to catch up with you sometime soon.
Yes, yes. My pleasure. Would love to do that.
Okay. Take care.
You too, honey. Thank you.
All right. Yep. Bye-bye. All right. The queue is empty. If anyone else wants to jump in, here's your chance. Otherwise, I am going to close out the call. Oh, here we go. Area code 858. Who do we have?
I think we have Vince.
Vince, how are you, my friend?
Doing great. Thank you very much.
Oh.
Heather, thank you very much for sharing your testimony, both your story or your journey online and this afternoon.
You're welcome.
You know what? You know, I think I've been a partner of the team. What, a month and a half, something like that. And there really is a lot, as everyone has said, or and as you know yourself, having walked through it all. And
yep.
And then as you're kind of traversing through it all, then you kind of get thrown at you the mentorship program. That's like, boy, that's like another thing that kind of blows everything up at the seams. And so now it's, it kind of like your JMT world has expanded more, you know. Now, I haven't joined because I've kind of like, I see the value of it, definitely. And as you're talking about the value of it and trying to pay for it, you know, outside of something like this would be so much more. But I'm like, okay, it's kind of like going to the Golden Corral buffet. If you so much collectionary to eat, it's kind of like, okay, where do I start? You're chewing on stuff and you're thinking, okay, I got to slow down because there's so much there and it's all good, but one of the very important things in life is enjoy where I'm at now. Enjoy the current meal, you know. Don't worry about, you know, breakfast tomorrow. I got to eat this meal now. So, and I'm kind of, and I'm really, I think effectively chewing on some things with the program, but now mentorship. So my question is, how do you assess where to start in mentorship? Because they all the mentors bring great things. It's like you got to have it all. I'm a coach first, but I'm in the speaker track. I got to know the sales part of it. You know, there's all these things, the mindset. I'm a mindset coach, so naturally what Paul brings, I'm naturally very interested in. So I need it all. But where should I start? How do you assess the best place to start? What's the first thing I'm going to put on my plate? What would you recommend?
Great question. So the first thing I think I want to address is kind of what you said in the beginning, where you said, you know, I want to enjoy where I'm at. It's like a buffet line. I'm at Gold Corral, and I have to enjoy the food that's in front of me right now. The way I look at mentorship, you know, I agree that you have a whole bunch of food on your plate, but I don't look at mentorship as another entree or another place or another, you know, spoonful of food on my plate. I look at mentorship as the fork and the spoon. So mentorship is what helps me get what's on my plate into my mouth. So, you know, you have all of these amazing resources at your disposal, but having people come alongside you and help you understand not just how to use them, but how to offer them and when to offer them and, you know, and to help you on that next step, to be able to ask them a question like you're asking me right now. Is the value of mentorship. So where to start? All I can do is tell you, you know, kind of again what it looked like for me. Because I remember being where you're at, Vince. I really do. And for me, which is why the first year I didn't do much of anything, because, you know, it was I had my life happening. But when passion and inspiration hit me, I knew I needed help. And so I literally said, okay, there's so much available to me. There's so many mentors. What do I do? And I came home from IMC, the re-audit, with the resolve of getting on one call. For me, it was literally, I'm going to get on one call a week with one mentor. And I'm gonna, you know, listen to what they have to say, and then whoever's voice resonates with me, I'm gonna trust my intuition. I'm gonna trust, you know, that I'll know from there where I need to start. And that's what I did. I got on each of their calls, and for me, there was, like I shared earlier, there was no doubt it was Paul. I needed after hearing each of them. I not only did his voice resonate with me, but I knew what he had to say was the first thing I needed to work on before I could go any farther. So that's how I discovered, you know, my first step. Now, what happened is as I started getting on, and then I would get on the other calls as I needed, right? So if I was at a networking event and I connected with somebody that needed, you know, and they wanted me to speak, then I'd talk to Roddy, but I always consistently was on Paul's calls. Like, I would make an effort to make sure I was on his calls every week, and then I would utilize the other mentors as I needed for whatever was happening in that part of my journey, in that part of, you know, my business building at the time. So I honestly, for me, Vince, I couldn't even go out and do sales until I got my mindset right. So it didn't matter to me to listen to sales if I wasn't confident enough to go out and get those sales, right? Does that make sense?
Sure, absolutely. Got it.
Yeah, so I think you need to trust a little bit of your intuition. I think that, like I said, for me, I just got on each one, and it became very clear to me where I needed to start. But then I would pull the other ones in as I needed. And then as my business grew, you know, it became obvious to me which one I needed to connect with and when.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, good. Good.
Thank you very much, Heather.
You are very welcome. Thanks for being on the call tonight, Vince.
Okay.
All right. We are going. Area code 917?
Hi, Heather. It's Nula again.
Nula, hey.
Hi.
Oh, that looks familiar. I got to get names in here.
Yeah. Could you just kind of walk us through how you prepare for the calls?
Yeah, sure. So
you said that a few times, that
yeah.
was important.
Well, so for me, if I'm getting on a call, the way it works for me is that, so I know what mentor I need to engage, right? Because I either know what my challenge or my opportunity is, right? I have one
okay.
of those things in front of me, and so I need my mentor to help me. And so whichever it is, I write out the question. So I sit down and I say, okay, you know, and you'll learn, and especially as people join mentorship, they share. Like, Paul is a deep personality, so he wants, you know, I try to get right to the point with him and not share too many of the extra details, and I know if he needs them, he'll ask me. So I sit down and I write it out, and then, you know, I read it a few times to make sure that what I want to say is in there and that what I need is in there, and then I get on the call and I get in the queue right away if I have a question. As soon as he opens it up, *6, and I just read my question right then and there, and then I allow him to speak in, you know, to speak into it for me. Now, for me, I have found that rather than trying to take notes like a madman when they're answering me, I just listen because the call is recorded. So what I do is when they're giving me when they take my question, I mark the time. And I just let them answer, and I just listen. And then once the recording is posted, I go back because I've marked the time in my notebook, right? And I can go back, and then I can listen again to the answer and take notes so that I can then take action. Because what I've found for me is that if I'm trying to take notes and, you know, and they're giving me an answer, and sometimes Paul will, you know, if he thinks it's going to serve everyone on the call, he'll take 10 minutes if he needs to. So you have your own little session right there, and, you know, sure. and it's adding value to everyone. So I lose a lot of what's being said if I don't just listen and stay in the moment. And then I'll go back, like I said, I timestamp it in my notebook, and then I go back and I listen, and I listen several times to take notes and get the most out of it so that I can then go and take action. So really that's what it is. It's just coming prepared with the question, and it's preparing the question. because, you know, Paul quotes a lot Socrates. He says the quality of the question, the quality of the answer, the quality of the question determines the quality of the answer, right?
Right.
So, and with Paul, a lot of times, I mean, you know, he'll see, he can even see behind the question. So if I've not gotten to the actual question, and usually that's when it's mindset related, or sometimes it's not, and he and it becomes mindset related when he's giving you the answer because he sees that it is a mindset issue. You know, a lot of times he'll say, that's not a sales issue, that's a mindset issue. Oh, right. So I think it's just preparing your best question and bringing it to the call.
Fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. All right, guys. I think that is it. I'll give you a second if anyone else wants to hop in. Otherwise, I'm going to wrap it up and let you guys enjoy the rest of your Saturday evening. So I appreciate, again, you guys taking time to be on the call. I appreciate each one of you being on the team. You are teammates. You are peers. You are family on the John Maxwell team. So thank you for being here. Thanks for being on the call. And I am going to sign off and wish you all the best. Have a great weekend, guys. Again, thanks for being here. I know you're going to do amazing. You're going to, you know, you're going to each see success if you engage yourselves. Have a wonderful evening. Have a great night, guys.
Good night.
Thank you so much. You
bye.
Too. Really appreciate your time. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.